Ludwig leads. Hampson delivers a single down the right field line. Ludwig, big turn. He's headed to third. He represents the tying run at third on a single by Shane Campson. And there is light in Lake Henry. And A.J. Hadley will make that trip to the mound. As they bring in that entire infield, Cody Eichner's out to talk to with two on and two out. Quaid coming to the plate. And I think, I don't know what A.J.'s saying here. The pitch to Quaid, he's 0 for 4 today. Do you take your shots with Jason Campson? Do you put a force at any base?
I think you should.
We'll see what they do.
You put the go-ahead run at second base also.
That's one of the dangers. You put the go-ahead run at second.
The shortstop, number 19, Matt Quaid.
And Quaid steps into the batter's box. First and third for Lake Henry. Ludwig at third. Campson at first. Quaid takes high for the ball, 1-0. 2-1, Al Rosa here in the top of the ninth inning. Aaron Vogt's pitch. Quaid takes a shot. Foul ball, says the home plate umpire down the third baseline. Wow, that was close. Kepler fielded it.
You don't get anybody, though, on that. I think the tying run scores on that, if that's fair.
If it gets by Kepler, yeah.
I don't know if Kepler would have got anybody, would he have?
He might have had a play at Campson at second.
Might have, yeah.
Quaid back in the box. 1-1 the count with two outs. Aaron Vogt kicks and delivers. Curveball, Quaid, a ground ball to second. Peter fields it, throws to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that does it. Aaron Vogt with a complete game today for Al Rosa as they defeat Lake Henry 2-1. For Lake Henry in the ninth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Your final score today, Lake Henry 2, Al Rosa 1. We're back in 2 minutes to put a wrap on this one. And Travis, we'll send it back to you for two.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Shady's in New Munich has nightly specials, including Tuesday night is free fries with any burger. Wednesday night is 2 pounds of wings for $14. Thursday night, they have the Broasted Chicken Buffet. Friday night, they have $7 one-topping pizzas. It's pool tab hour Tuesday through Friday from 5 until 7. Friday and Saturday night happy hour from 7 until 9. $2 beers and a DJ on Saturday nights. Don't forget about their annual corn boil. That'll be held Wednesday, August 22nd, serving corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potato, coleslaw, and dinner roll. All at Shady's New Munich.
live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Hynes back with you in farming as our second game of the day has gone final. It's 2-1 El Rosa over Lake Henry. Good ball game.
Great play game again. Kind of getting interested there in the ninth inning again, top of the ninth with runners on first and third. And Sharp hit ground ball to second base, and he bobbled a little bit, made it close at first. But El Rosa hangs on and wins this one 2-1.
Line score today, Don?
The score backwards here, Randy. For Lake Henry, one run on 11 hits. They committed two errors, left 10 on base. For El Rosa, two runs, six hits. They committed two errors and left seven on base. So 17 runners stranded in this ballgame, but it's kind of scattered out.
You bet.
Well-pitched game. Carter Wessel, I'll tell you what, did a nice job keeping them guys off stride for six innings. El Rosa, to keep El Rosa close like that, you got to have your pitching game on. Because they got some good hitters in that lineup.
Agreed. Yeah, Aaron Vogt gets the complete game.
Yes, he does.
Does not walk a man, which, kudos to him. Gives up the 11 hits, but strikes out five and just does the job.
Scatter hits, you get your big hitters to hit at the people. You know, Shane Campson, again, it's just amazing what that guy does. He gets on base in crucial situations, again, like the ninth inning. He gets this thing started again.
Yeah.
He keeps things moving. And I'll tell you what, it's... He's a great guy to have in the top part of that lineup.
The loss for Lake Henry will go two. That is a starter for Lake Henry, Carter Wessel. And the young man pitched good.
Oh, man.
Gave up a home run to Cody Eichers, the go-ahead run in the fifth inning, but Carter pitched really well.
You got to take the nerves in consideration with Carter, too, you know, and he had nine strikeouts and only one base on balls.
Yeah.
Four hits, couple runs, so that's a pretty good outing against El Rosa.
You bet. So, El Rosa has qualified for a state tournament berth. They'll play Richmond next Friday night.
Yes.
That should be a fun game to do Friday night.
I think it will be, yeah.
El Rosa and Richmond, 8 o'clock here at Schlaefer Brothers Field. Lake Henry moves into the loser's bracket where Lakers are going to have to win at least a game, maybe two, I think, to make it back here.
Correct.
They're down in that loser's bracket now with St. Martin, and there's two more teams that are fighting their way back, and those are the two games we're going to do next year, Spring Hill and Farming, and also
Munich
and Meyer Grove. So two teams have qualified. There's just one out of the remaining four teams, or actually six that are left. One out of those six will qualify, too. So
correct.
It's a battle going on here at Schlaefer Brothers Field. Your final again today, 2-1. El Rosa with the victory over Lake Henry. Our Region 15-seat broadcast here on KASM brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Beef, Pepsi Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutter Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Mellows, Land O'Lakes and Mellows, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Notch Manufacturing of Lake Henry, Hill Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, over in El Rosa, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Beach Service of New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub. Time to name our Albany and Richmond AMW Player of the Game, and it's going to go to Mr. Cody Eichers. Cody, 2-for-4 today with the what turned out to be the game-winning hit. That home run, he had a double. And
absolutely. Cody's doing a great job from behind the plate, at the plate. Did a nice job back there.
You bet. So
watch.
Cody Eichers, you are the winner of the Audi and Richmond AMW Player of the Game Award. All right, Travis, we're going to send it back to the studios in Albany. We'll check back in here in about 20 to 25 minutes as they get the field ready for game number three, Spring Hill and Farming. Up next, Travis Rahmacher, it's all yours.
All right, thanks, Randy.